gonna listen to I was on the field on field D.
Yes.
And we're gonna listen to a song from some Dutch guys. It's called If You're Happy and You Know It. Hello. Here we are on the field D, I guess. E? D. Yo, okay. So, we are here on field D, and I have here two men who are going to sing for me. What's your name?
Emil.
Emil. Yeah. Okay, and your name?
I'm Paul.
Okay. So, they are going to sing If You're Happy and You Know It. So, clap your hands. 3, 2, 1.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And then?
Sing
ya ya yippee yippee yay. Ole.
Sing ya ya yippee yippee yay. Ole. Sing ya 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 yippee yippee yay. Ole. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Doom, doom.
If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Doom, doom.
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Doom, doom.
Sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay. Ole, sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay. Ole, sing a ya 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 yippee yippee yay. Ole, if you're happy and you know it, say hey man.
Hey man!
If you're happy and you know it, say it!
Hey man!
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say it!
Hey man!
Sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay! Ole! Sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay! Ole! Sing a ya 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 yippee yippee yay! Ole! If you're happy and you know it, do all three! Hey man! If you're happy and you know it, do all three!
Hey man!
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three.
Hey man!
Sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay! Ole! Sing a ya ya yippee yippee yay! Ole! Sing a ya 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 yippee yippee yay! Ole! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I think this was a great song.
Yeah, but you can't say that the boys were singing. I thought Chloe was singing more.
No, the boys were really good singing Hey Man.
Yeah,
so
they were.
We have a guest in our studio. She's called Menke Kampman. So what are you doing actually here? But so I don't know what you are doing here, so tell me.
Well, first of all, I'm having fun. I just drove a Segway here outside, so shout out to RIF 42. Thank you. And I'm having fun with my friends and checking all the stuff around here, which is lots of fun. But I also do some interviews for Open Thread Radio. And that's a sort of podcast radio about new media related subjects, works in threads, just as the name says, and every thread exists of 5 episodes. Every thread has a subject, and we now had economics is online, and social networking is going to be online. We're working on the fame and politics thread. And I interviewed Breno today for the politics thread, so that's lots of fun.
Okay.
Yep, she did, absolutely. And I was talking about the FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act.
Uh-huh.
You're from Belgium, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. In the Netherlands, they do 1,200 of these things at the central government. Belgium does 10.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not a lot.
So that's not a lot.
No, not at all. So that was what we were talking about. That was kind of cool. I gave a lecture today.
Uh-huh. And what was but? What's
also
about
the Freedom of Information Act, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, WOP. WOP, WOP, WOP.
So, and you're here in the studio for your podcasts?
Yeah, now I am.
I'll be honest, you're just here to drink some beer.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I have water.
Just for the record, she has water. She does have water.
Yeah, indeed she does. Well, at least, no, she has a transparent fluid. So she does do transparency, but if it's really water, that's for us to find out.
That's true.
Want a drink?
Sure. It is water. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chloe is telling the truth.
So,
nothing but the truth.
Yes. So, do you want to tell us, the people from her something?
Whoa, that's putting me on the spot there. Shout out to... Can I get shout outs?
Sure.
Cool.
Okay. So, we're gonna do that. We're gonna listen to some more music, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Here is I Kissed a Girl. No, here is not I Kissed a Girl. Here is I Kissed a Girl from Katy Perry.
Yeah,
okay, so we're gonna listen to some more performance. When I was on Field D, there was also Anthony, you know, from the interview of yesterday with the cards. Well, so we're gonna listen to his Dutch song.
Okay.
Hi, I'm still on Field D and I found Anthony again. He wants to sing Aan de Oevers van de Schelde. So here he comes.
Aan de oevers van de Schelde, diep verscholen in het riet, zat een kleine jonge kikker bij zijn moeder op de knie. Ziet je daar, zo zei die moeder, ziet je daar die ooievaar? Het is de moordenaar van uw vader, vrat hem op bij uit een haar. Godverdomme, zei die kleine, heeft die rekel dat gedaan. Als ik groot en sterk zou wezen, zou ik hem op Zabakeslam. Vele jaren zijn verstreken en die kleine is niet meer. Maar die nooie voor zijn bakkes doen nog altijd evenzeer.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Hi, we're back. Now, actually, some guest is back too. It's Hank the Fries, or police agent. So, Hank, what are you doing here? After you arrested us, you left us, and now, what are you doing now?
Procedural mistake.
Uh-huh.
So we couldn't go ahead with it. But we've seen a lot of the criminals here again. It's very bad.
Uh-huh. Do you have some cool stories for us?
Well, nothing's cool here. They're just a bunch of terrorists basically bullshitting around.
And can you give us
no comment.
No comment?
No comment.
No comment?
No comment.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Minke, can you ask him a question, please?
He's probably gonna say no comment.
No.
That guy won't be like that. Go ahead, ask him a question.
How many beer did you have today?
Well, while I'm on the job, I'm not allowed to drink.
Well, he's drinking beer now.
No, there's water in the bottle. This is a secret trick to disguise everybody, you know. It's a different thing.
Yeah, sure. Can we taste it, please?
Well, no, you're not in that position. I'm sorry. No comment.
But
I'm 16! Give me the money!
Can I see some ID?
I don't have it with me.
He truly is a police officer, ladies and gentlemen. Can I see an ID?
50 euros.
50 euros?
50 euros.
Why?
Because in the Netherlands you need to be able to show an ID.
But you have to say that if I'm come to the Netherlands. So, Brano, you can pay the Hank the Fries 50 euros, please.
What the fuck do I have to pay because you don't bring your license? That's really ridiculous.
It's here in my tent, but you have to say that. So, you're the team leader.
Okay.
Well, Hank the Fries.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to say something to the people here? Because why are you actually here?
Stop hacking right now. We'll arrest you, we'll detain you, we'll torture you, we'll smoke you out of your holes. You know, it will be terrible.
But, it's hacking at random. Why should we stop with hacking?
Well, it's illegal.
So it's our event.
Well,
and there are other police guys here.
Don't exchange information. It's a bad idea. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't even do it.
Uh-huh.
That's not into the hacker spirit. Come on, let's exchange information, ladies and gentlemen.
No, are you a journalist or what?
Sure. Yeah, yes.
You're one of those that basically believes in freedom of speech and that bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Me thought as much.
Definitely. Freedom of speech is a pretty good thing in my eyes.
Yeah, of course, and that's why you're drinking beer. I've had it with you.
Beer is also a good thing.
I'm going to wrap up this whole thing, and you know, by tomorrow evening everybody has to leave. This is it.
What time?
Hang the fries.
Uh-huh.
Can I just ask you a question?
You can try.
What do you think about the spy hunter?
The what?
You know, the spy hunter, about the photographs, about police guys here on the event.
Spot the cop?
Yeah, that.
You know, anybody posting a photo, they will magically disappear.
Uh-huh, and
you think this is funny.
And where
you
will
think
they...
this is funny?
Yes, I think so.
Unknowingly, we just made a picture of you, and we're definitely gonna post it.
Yes! We'll see where we arrive. So, that's it?
Yep, this is it. This is hard.
This is a new song. Hang the Fries. You will we're going to prep you out to event. You're too boring. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. You know, kick him out. He just costed me 50 euros. Kick this bastard out.
Yeah.
You know, I've had it with him.
We're going
you know,
to kick him out.
He's different from all these other policemen. You know, if you talk to Franz Kolkman, he's a cool guy. And, you know, this just sucks.
Yeah. So, bye, police guy. We're now going to listen to some more music.
Flying just
everybody. This was Harashuka Girls from Gwen Stefani.
Well, Chloe, listen. What is this policeman doing in my studio? You know, you could have asked Frans Kolkman. There are plenty of nice policemen and women walking around here, and you seem to take this guy who doesn't identify him, he doesn't even resemble a policeman, and you let him in, and you let him talk all the shit. It's amazing. And now he stole 50 euros of me.
What's the matter? You are presenting with me, you could get him out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Okay. So, 2 minutes shout-outs. Let's begin. Minke, do you want to do a shout-out?
Please shout-out to Digital Methods Initiative, Esther, Erik, Anna and Marika, and definitely to Esther and Anna because they had a great speech this morning. I saw another shout-out towards Dine. I saw Jeremil and Tatiana. And shout-out to Rene Pare. Yo.
Okay. I want to do a shout-out to my mom, because she is a great cook!
Aw, that's so cute!
Okay, and I want to shout-out to the thief who steals our, how do you call it?
The lying seat, wooden lying seat you had. Yeah,
now my pregnant mom can't sit, so I want to do a shout-out. He is really bad!
Or she.
Oh. Or she.
Or he and me.
That's a negative shout out.
Yes,
that's
it
a
is.
New one.
Okay, and any hacker who sees the chair that used to be at the BSD stand, you know, detain this person and we'll boot him off the hard premises.
Yes.
We'll ask Mr. De Vries to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got another studio guest. Who did you bring in?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Hugo from Area 42.
You're Area 42?
Yeah, we are.
This
42.
Is Studio 42. And we've got Area 51 over there.
Yeah, and Area 42 is over at the OpenBSD tent, right next to it.
Okay, and what's happening there?
At the moment, nothing's happening there, because we're all here, standing around and trying to build up what's going to be the coolest event of this year's horror.
Tell me.
It's going to be the silent disco. I mean, nobody is allowed to make any noise around here. Actually, the premises have declined that there should be no noise. People are complaining. So we thought, why not have a cool event without noise? So tonight, starting at 42 past 8, we're going to have a silent disco. It's going to be a rocking event. It's going to be live DJs. Maybe even people from HAR who volunteer to do some DJing will be there. And it's going to be awesome. Light shows,
and
music.
Can you give some more explanation? Because you say it's a silent disco. Is there then no music or what?
Yeah,
there's actually
it's not allowed to have silence on the transmitter. Actually, it's in my license. I'm not allowed to broadcast that.
That's why you will be broadcasting all the music live. And there will be a lot of music, except all the people, instead of having large speakers set up next to the area, everybody's going to be handed out a headphone. And all the music will be passed on to the headphones wirelessly.
So what's the silent about it?
The silent is that the neighbors won't complain.
Okay.
That's
pretty cool, eh?
That is pretty cool. And in order to ensure that the neighbors will complain, as of 9 o'clock after the news, we will transmit it, only interrupted by the 10 o'clock news. And then we'll continue to transmit it the entire event. So turn up your radio, I'd say, because else we would be without complaints. And what is life without complaints?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Chloe.
Yes, that's me.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you got some music?
Do I have got some music?
Well, it's
well, I've got some. Yes, I've got some. Here you are. Right round from Florida.
I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going.
This was rehab from Amy Winehouse.
Well, she needs it, doesn't she? Rehab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here in the studio we have a guest.
Matthijs,
so
Matthijs,
you are the guest. Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? And what's your
what makes you tick?
What's your whole name?
My whole name, Matthijs.
Tenkate.
Tenkate. Yeah. That's me. Why am I here? That's a nice question to ask to answer.
Yes, and where are you coming from? Where are you going to?
Okay.
And what are you thinking right now?
Okay, that's like four questions. Which one do you want to know first?
Where are you
I'll
coming from? Where are you going to?
That's two questions. Which one do we want to
know? No.
That's one question.
Time is ticking away.
Okay,
precious time.
I'm from the nice, pretty city of Hilversum, which is actually like 20 minutes from Amsterdam. And where am I going to? I'm going back there, actually. Probably in a few hours. Yeah, I know. I'm not finishing the entire camp. Sorry. But we have a few things on Sunday, which I really have to go to, so I'm leaving.
Happy
early.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Matthijs. Happy birthday to you. For he is a jolly.
Boom! Ah, this was Chinese firework.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a nice little.
Hey, Matthijs.
Yeah.
You're with the Ubuntu project.
Yeah, officially.
Kind of sorta.
Yeah. In any way, I have been very active for the Ubuntu project. Right now, you can call me a bit. Well. How do you call it in Dutch? It's
sleeping.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm really anxious to pick it all up again, especially when the next long-term support release is coming out next year. The question is when this release will be out, because in the original planning it should be in April, which leaves us a little less than a year to plan everything, but I think it should be enough. But there is a small chance that the release is going to be delayed because they try to sync with Debian. And that discussion is still going, so I'm not sure what we're going to do. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does.
All right.
And it's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to deviate, I know.
Well,
so
yeah, and I was actually hoping that wouldn't be needed, you know?
It wouldn't be needed because everybody would sync with Ubuntu anyway. Is that what
well
you mean?
Well, why can't we just happily live together?
Because we have different opinions.
Well, you know, you can respectfully disagree.
That's right. And
what we do all the time.
Especially you respectfully disagree and then you go your way. Well, at least that's what happens.
Yeah, that sucks, you know, that sucks big time. I think it's very sad. I think, sincerely, I think it's very, very sad.
Yeah, well, they're trying to solve it, but
yeah,
I'm not
well
sure what's going
to
happen.
I want to have that party, you know? Last time it was a lot of fun. I
yeah, it was.
About small sister.
Yeah.
It has been a lot of fun. So, yeah, it's sad.
Yep. But anyway, even if it's going to be April or later, there's got to be a party.
Can you disclose what will be in the next version or release of Ubuntu?
The October release, the Karmic Koala.
Karmic Koala?
Yep. Yep, that's not the long-term one. It's still an in-between release, and it will have a very nice, fancy new bootloader, if that doesn't get too technical.
Go ahead.
They'll ship with Grub 2, and they'll ship with a brand new kernel, all the latest versions of the software. They're going to enhance startup speed. Well, there's just a bunch load of features that will be added. So, yeah. And they're well, sort of changing because it's still in alpha status, so we're developing.
Okay, yeah. that's cool, and you know, it's one of the very, 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 very popular distributions of Linux.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because there's not that many Ubuntu-aware people on this conference, or should I say, really showing off. But when you look at the laptops and all the computers, most of them are running Ubuntu anyway, so that's kind of funny to see.
It is, isn't it? Okay, well, you know, I'm actually using Ubuntu and I like it. And also actually we're using Chemcaster over here in the studio and that's running on Ubuntu as well. And basically the entire studio is live thanks to Ubuntu. So I'm pretty happy that you're here, man.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. And Chloe.
Yes, that's me.
Since you've been, thank you, Matthijs, in the first place.
Thank you.
Since you've been misbehaving so terribly, you have to try again tomorrow.
What? Trying again?
Music at random. See if you can behave tomorrow.
Yes. Sure.
No, I'm serious. You have to.
Okay. I just want to ask Menke. The guy with the bus, is he here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea says yes, so apparently he is.
So we're just gonna listen to some song, rock this party.
No? It's already the news tune, so we're gone. So say goodbye, and the next hour we'll be breaking the sound barrier with Joran Polak.
Okay, thank you for listening to Music at Random.
My name is
Chloe,
Yeah, absolutely. Chloe, job well done, and see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow too.
Yes.
See you tomorrow. Maybe. Menke. Yeah.
Menke, that's right.
Menke.
Yeah, see you tomorrow too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.
Hi, this is the Hard FM News. It's 6 o'clock. My name is Brenno de Winter and it's Saturday. It's sunny and it's warm on the third day of Hard 2009. In the background you can hear people having fun on the beach, which should be forbidden. The airborne laser Boeing is building a... has m-